Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Good morning, Syracuse. Welcome back to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Rivals.com. I'm your host, Wes Chang. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday, June 30th, 2023. This is the first podcast since the July dead period started, which means that we can finally take a little inventory of what's happened lately. Syracuse's class stands at 15 total commits, and the class is on pace to be the very best class at Syracuse since Rivals started tracking recruiting in 2002. The class is currently ranked 37th, and you have to go all the way back to 2008 when Syracuse finished 48th before you can even find a class that finished inside the top 50. And one other note about this class is that it's a New Jersey-dominated class. Six of the commitments, or 40%, are from the Garden State, including Treshawn and Trevon Dye, Zakai Wemerly, Brahim Long, Teron Hale, and Don Bosco prep linebacker Jaden Brown. And we welcome him on the program now. Jaden, how are you? Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, Jaden. Great to have you. We'll get you started on this one. Congratulations on committing to Syracuse. How does it feel?
It feels good. I like the coaching staff, so it felt really good.
So what ultimately made you decide to commit to Syracuse?
It was just the place for me. It felt like home, and I just liked the way the players are together and stuff. They're all tight, and I like Coach Long as a coach, as a defensive coordinator, and he knows what he's talking about.
What did the coaches tell you about how you'd fit into that 3-3-5 defense?
They said I fit more inside. He says they're all interchangeable, so you would have to know how to play all of them. But he says that I fit more inside, where I can with the A and B gap.
Jaden, when you look at a guy like a Marlo Wax or a Michael Jones, and they're all ACC linebackers, and they say to you that you can develop into that kind of player, what do you think of that?
Yeah, definitely. When I speak to I was on the phone with Michael. So that's my guy. And I was with Marlo. He came in for an interview, and I was with him after the fact. So just to see that they did it and they could do that at a high level, it's just it's exciting.
Jaden, you're a Don Bosco prep guy. I mentioned a lot of the New Jersey guys who committed to Syracuse before you came on, but it's close to half the current 2024 class. That's got to be pretty special to be part of that New Jersey-Syracuse connection.
Definitely. We got to build that Jersey to New York pipeline. I feel like we're doing a good job of that. We just got to keep expanding the 24 class.
Jaden, Coach Dennis Thomas and Coach Nunzio Campanelli are two coaches from Syracuse's staff that cover New Jersey. They're definitely known quantities in that region. Did that affect your decision at all?
It did, because Coach Thomas, I spoke to him. So I felt like he was a good guy, and I knew him a little bit before that, before he got the job at Cuse.
I'm not sure how much you knew about Syracuse's recruiting prior to this year, but you guys are ranked 37th over on Rivals. You're a Rivals 3-star. You're a huge part of that. You have to go all the way back to 2008 to find a class that was even ranked in the 40s. That's got to be a good feeling to know you're part of one of the top Syracuse classes ever so far.
Nah, it's definitely good because I feel like we're a part of history. I didn't know that we're the top, one of the top recruiting classes in the top 40. So it feels good. We just got to keep adding specific parts of what we need and just get closer. So it feels good.
Jaden, I touched on it in the last question, but you're a Rivals 3-star. There are only so many of them out there, so how does it feel to have that kind of ranking?
It makes me feel good to know that I'm a Rivals 3-star, that I'm getting recognized for being one of the best in the state. So, and to know that I got that ranking as a sophomore, and I got all that, I kept that stuff because some guys lose it. To know that I kept the same ranking and stuff, though, it was very good to see.
And Jaden, we'll get you out of here on this one. What did Syracuse get when you committed to this class?
They got a guy that could play all around. and a guy that's just gonna be like a leader. That's what I feel like they got. They just got it. They got all of it.
Thank you, Jaden. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed speaking with Jaden. You can tell he's definitely excited about coming to Syracuse and prides himself on being a New Jersey guy. And I don't think Syracuse is done in New Jersey just yet. Keep an eye on 2024 four-star athlete Willie Love from Eastside High. There's a future cast for Love to Syracuse right now on Rivals, so that's definitely something to pay attention to in the coming weeks. We'll take a quick break. I'll be joined by 2025 athlete Bryce Kania after. I'm Wes Chang.
This is the Juice of the Cuse podcast.
So while Syracuse fills in its 2024 class, the Orange is also working on 2025, and Syracuse has added a New Jersey again, this time offering the Hun School's Bryce Kania, and we welcome him on the program now. Bryce, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Bryce, we're doing really well. And first question for you, you picked up an offer from Syracuse last week. What did you think when you got that offer?
Amazing. I don't really know how else to explain it. It's my first Power 5 offer, so it's a special one.
What do you think of the Syracuse program overall?
I mean, it's an amazing school with good football, and I really like the coaches there, and I think they're going to be doing great things in the next couple of years. And they have a big history, especially with Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, of great football players. I know it's been a while, but even in like the 90s, they were still, in early 2000s, they were still a very good football team. So, and I think they're going back to that.
I know you're an athlete, but Syracuse is recruiting you on the offensive side of the ball. Tell me about the kind of receiver you are.
I mean, I think I'm a pretty big wide receiver that can go up and get the ball, but I can get open with my route running too.
Bryce, you're a smart guy. You have a 4+ GPA. You got offers from Penn, Princeton, now Syracuse. You're hearing from a lot of other schools too. Any early favorites so far for you?
I've been to Princeton for a visit, and I love them. And then Syracuse now, obviously. Love the coaches there and Penn too. They're all great. So, and then I'm going up to camp at Penn State on July 28th. So that's another school.
Bryce, Nunzio Campanelli extended you the offer. What did you guys talk about?
I mean, he talked about me, like, if I come to Syracuse, I'd be a perfect fit as, like, a flex Y. So, like, not a pure tight end, but also not, like, a pure wideout, kind of like a mix in between where I can play tight end, but I can also play on the outside. And I'd probably be, like, a 6'4", 220 type guy. So that's mostly what we talked about. And then it was just really exciting to get that offer too.
Last question for you, Bryce. You mentioned you're 6'4", around 200 pounds. You can also run a 4.6 40. When I hear that, I think of Aronde Gaddison II in terms of how they'd use you. Is that what they told you as well?
Yeah, they definitely talked about that a lot. And then I know he also talked about Mike Johnson coaching Ryan. I forget his last name, but he was a similar type guy to me, like 6'4", 6'5". 215, 220, who ran a 4.6 and was kind of like the same type of player that I am. So that was another thing that they talked about.
Bryce, thanks so much for your time. Great stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bryce Kania, ladies and gentlemen. We had Jamie Trimble on the podcast a few weeks ago before he committed to Syracuse, and Bryce really resembles that kind of build that Trimble and Gaddison both have. They're just natural mismatches for defense with their size and speed, so congratulations to Bryce on the offer. I'm sure one of many Power 5 offers to come. I'm going to close the show on a Syracuse basketball scheduling note. The Orange will take on LSU in the first year of the new ACC-SEC Challenge. Syracuse will host the Tigers on Tuesday, November 28 at 7 p.m. at the JMA Wireless Dome. The two teams have only met once before, with Syracuse defeating the Tigers 76-64 in 1985. The great Pearl Washington led Syracuse with 20 points in the win. That'll be a fun one and a good early season test for Red Autry's group. That's it for us. I want to thank my guest, 2024 commit Jaden Brown, 2025 athlete Bryce Kania. And this is Wes Chang reminding you that hot potato is a very different game when people playing are starving. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Rivals.com, and we'll see you next time.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, You can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.